in sorrow towards the unprecedented crimes of the top epitome of terrorism, Israel. In view of this, the only way to get rid of this cancerous tumor in the region is to unite all Muslim nations and freedom-seeking people in the world. The father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, announced the final Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan as the World Quds Day in a bid to draw attention of world Muslims towards the issue of Palestine and help uproot the cancerous tumor of Israel in the region. Since Imam Khomeini's announcement in 1979, Muslims and free-spirited people in the world have held demonstrations in support for Palestine. But this year, the World Quds Day has got high importance as the issue of Palestine has become the top priority for many nations all over the world. Zionists have tried for over 7 decades to depict the occupation of Palestine and the establishment of the fake Israeli regime as an inevitable process in the world. Therefore, from day one, they started to forge historical record for the Jewish state. They have always considered themselves as the chosen nation which has been wronged and denied for their ancestral land. Historical research on Judaism and Israel reveals that almost all of the sources and references available in various circles have been produced and authored by the writers and historians of this current. In other words, there is no source outside the tight circle of Jewish community. Consequently, the result of research will be what the producers like. Ilan Papp from the British University of Exeter in his book 10 Myths About Israel and Shlomo Sant in his book The Invention of the Land of Israel expose a lot of historical forgeries of the Jewish ethnicity. Apart from efforts have been made to reveal the fabricated historiography on Israel, it seems that this trend has almost become expired due to the genocide and unprecedented crimes that have been wreaked upon innocent people in Gaza since October 7, 2023. Palestinian combatants dealt a very great blow to the Zionist regime in Operation Al-Aqsa Storm as they shattered the awe and pomp of the Israeli security, intelligence and military. This operation was a great mockery at the regime, which used to propagate itself as the most powerful military in the region. Zionists, in reaction to their humiliating defeat in Al-Aqsa Storm, launched an all-out war from air and ground against the tiny Gaza Strip with over 2 million people. They have justified their attacks with the pretext of annihilation of Hamas and freeing their captives, but 6 months after the Israeli aggression and genocide in Gaza, they not only have failed to reach their goals, but also they have sustained great losses and blows. Netanyahu and his racist clique in the Zionist cabinet haven't avoided any crime to achieve their illegal goals. More than 33,000 Palestinians have been martyred during the past 6 months, two-thirds of whom are children and women. Massacring of women and children is being done by the Jewish criminals to pressure Palestinian combatants and force them to capitulate to the dictates of Zionists. But the people in Gaza have resisted bravely and honorably against shortcomings, famine, thirst, and lack of basic medical necessities. Zionist troops have resorted to every inhumane way to break the morale of the Palestinian resistance, including rape of women and girls. Reem Al-Salem, the UN Special Rapporteur on Violence Against Women and Girls, pointing to the broad arresting of Palestinian women and girls after October 7, 2023, said, "A silence against such crimes is prevalent due to the fear of victims from revenge. We may not be able to know the real number of victims for a long time." Zionist officials in all levels have explicitly uttered their intentions and racist stances in their speeches. Ex-Mossad official Rami Ikra said that every child over the age of 4 in Gaza should be included in collective punishment. An Israeli rabbi said in Tel Aviv, "No mercy should be shown even to the children. They should be killed too." Then he attributed his statement to verses from the Torah and interpreting it in a way that they have no right to life. Supporters of Zionists outside the occupied Palestine expressed their racist views without any conservatism or shame on massacring Palestinians. A Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives said on the video of amputated children and the tax dollars paid to murder the children of Gaza, "In my opinion, we should kill all of them." With the complaint of South Africa to the International Court of Justice, the court called for halting of aggression in Gaza. But the racist cabinet of Netanyahu defied the vote of the ICJ. Not only Zionists, but also its Western supporters, led by the United States, do not wield any pressure against Israel to stop the massacre of women and children in Gaza. The criticisms of some of the Western statesmen against Israel are just aimed at deceiving public opinion and portray them as human lovers. Support for the fake Zionist regime is the permanent policy of the Western regimes. This has been explicitly pursued for the past 6 months. The United States has used the veto power 87 times in the UN. Interestingly, 57 times of these vetoes have been applied in favor of the child-killer Israeli regime. We have heard many times the threadbare phrase, "Israel has the right to defend itself," but we have never heard that Palestine also has the right to defend itself. According to the foreign policy doctrine of the US and many Western regimes, Israel is the issue for which every humanitarian principle can be violated. The supporters of the Zionist regime don't like to pay attention to what Israel has done in Gaza to force the people of Gaza to defend. Mankind is facing a very ignominious phenomenon. After centuries of forging theories about human rights and ratification of the Convention of Children's Rights, man has trenched the point that from those who claim to defend human rights, although the officials of the so-called the only democracy in Middle East explicitly speak of killing all children of Gaza. The history of occupation and usurpation of Palestine did not start with October 7, 2023. For more than 75 years, Palestinians have sought the right to existence which is blended with their identity, that is, ancestral land, history, language, and culture. More than 75 years ago, a cancerous tumor called Israel was invented and implanted in the region which is not abiding by any convention, resolution, treaty, and human principle. Yet, history has proved that the wills won't be broken with massacre, genocide, and any kind of crime and bestiality. The true image of Israel has been unmasked to the world, and the Zionist regime has become the top symbol of savagery and crime across the world. Scores of millions of demonstrators in the streets and walled cities on World Goats Day are proof to this claim. Thank you.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question, and that question is very relevant to the time that we are in. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is a very special month. It has many virtues. Some of these virtues we discussed in some of our previous sessions. Now, today, we're going to be examining a question relating to one of these virtues, and that is this. As you know, one of the distinctions of the month of Ramadan is that the month of Ramadan is the only month in which fasting has been made obligatory upon us, and we are obliged to fast in this blessed month. So today, the question that we want to pose is, what are the virtues of fasting? What makes fasting so virtuous and good? When we understand this, we can understand why God has prescribed it upon us and we are obliged to fast in this holy month of Ramadan. In this connection, we can look in the Holy Quran, the verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith, to get an answer for this. Before we begin, it's necessary to remember that the cardinal virtue within Islam and the principal distinction which Allah wants us to acquire is taqwa. Taqwa, or the fear of God, or God-wariness, it's been translated in many ways. This is the cardinal virtue within Islam. This has been echoed. This is a theme that has been echoed in many verses of the Holy Quran. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, very famous verse, God Almighty says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna akramakum Allah, Inna Allah atqakum. The noblest of you in God's eyes is the one who is the most pious, or the most God-fearing, God-weary. So, keeping this theme in mind, when we want to examine why piety is good, we can come to the conclusion that piety is virtuous and good because it leads us to taqwa. And in fact, this is something which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O you who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting, as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-wary. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that perhaps you may attain God-wariness and the fear of God. Right. So here, the goal of fasting, which should lead to, is piety and taqwa. And this is because it has the potential to result in this disposition for the human being. This is what makes it so good. It doesn't necessarily mean that fasting will always lead to this. But if it's if it's performed in the proper way and with all of the conditions, and all of these conditions are fulfilled, then yes, it should lead to this this disposition and this this quality of the soul, and that's why it makes it so good. In another religious text, in the form of a tradition, a prophetic tradition, it's been mentioned that fasting is incumbent upon you. This is a tradition of the Holy Prophet. Fasting is incumbent upon you, for verily it severs the roots of desires and removes wildness, and it removes wildness. Now, here in this prophetic tradition, we understand why fasting leads to piety, because it teaches us how to control our desires and our passions. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtue of fasting in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Eight-year defense of Iranian combatants.
A senior Iranian lawmaker has said,
contrary to Washington's claims, America's
President Raisi has emphasized that
U.S. sanctions have failed to extract concessions from Tehran.
Iran Today.
As the golden hues of dusk gradually give way to the tranquil embrace of night, a heavenly spectacle unfolds in the vast expanse of the sky. The slender crescent moon emerges as a celestial messenger, heralding the arrival of a sacred time, the blessed month of Ramadan. This celestial sighting marks a new beginning, a spiritual journey that beckons believers to embark on a path of self-reflection and devotion. The arrival of Ramadan makes hearts stirred with a sense of reverence and awe. The soul is called to awaken from its slumber. Each day of Ramadan is a chapter in a spiritual odyssey, a chance to seek forgiveness, cultivate gratitude, and draw closer to Allah. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar and is considered as the holiest month for Muslims. It is a time of fasting, prayer, reflection, and community for Muslims around the world. During Ramadan, Muslims fast from dawn until dusk, abstaining from food, drink, smoking, and marital relations. The fast is seen as a way to purify the soul, practice self-discipline, and empathize with those who are less fortunate. Mr. Muhammad Hossein Rajabi, who teaches ethics at university, had more to say about fasting and the reason it's been prescribed.
The rationale behind fasting encompasses various aspects, including the act of abstaining from food and drink to empathize with the less fortunate. Fasting serves as a reminder to not overlook the plight of the needy, prompting increased charitable actions during Ramadan. This practice of fasting effectively contributes to aiding those in need, as evidenced by heightened support for the poor during this month.
Fasting in Ramadan is obligatory for all adult Muslims, with exceptions for those who are ill, pregnant, nursing, traveling, or experiencing other conditions that would make fasting harmful. However, those who are unable to fast are encouraged to make up for it by feeding the poor or performing other acts of worship. Fasting is a practice observed in several divine religions, including Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, among others. While the specifics of fasting may vary among these religions, the general concept often revolves around spiritual purification, self-discipline, and drawing closer to God. This is Mr. Muhammad Hadi Hidayat, a seminary professor located in the holy city of Qom.
The Quran speaks of a day when souls will lament their neglect of Allah, regretting their failure to acknowledge His presence. We are urged to seek God's companionship in this world, to perceive His light within us and around us. Ramadan offers a prime opportunity for this connection. By fasting for the sake of God, we can learn to abstain not just from physical needs, but also from worldly distractions, paving the way for a deeper spiritual awareness of His presence.
The philosophy of fasting in Islam encompasses a holistic approach to spiritual growth, self-improvement, empathy, gratitude, and community engagement. It serves as a transformative practice that nurtures the soul, cultivates virtues, and deepens one's connection to Allah and fellow human beings. It is said that Ramadan is the month of God's party, and everyone is invited to take part in this divine feast. Now the question is that what kind of a party is this that those who take part in it have to abstain from drinking and eating all day long?
When you host a feast, eating and drinking are essential components. However, when God orchestrates a feast, the focus shifts from physical indulgence to spiritual fulfillment. In this divine gathering, where God is the ultimate host, sustenance is provided by Him alone. Even as I play the role of host, it is God who truly nourishes us. As human beings, we are not merely physical entities. Our souls crave their own form of nourishment. Fasting redirects our attention from bodily needs to spiritual ones, allowing us to nurture our souls.
In Iran, people engage in increased acts of worship during Ramadan. Mosques are filled with worshippers seeking spiritual growth, forgiveness, and blessings during this sacred month. Mr. Sajjad Rajabi Ravari, a religion expert, told us that in Ramadan, crime rates fall drastically.
The decline in crime rates during Ramadan can be attributed to Islamic beliefs that Satan and his army are in chain during this period, unable to tempt fasting individuals. As people draw closer to God, the influence of evil diminishes. Analogously, imagine a balloon filled with a gas lighter than oxygen, tethered to prevent it from rising. The tether represents worldly attachments, while the balloon symbolizes the soul. By detaching the soul from worldly distractions through fasting and prayers in Ramadan, one can elevate their spiritual essence.
Many Iranians participate in charitable activities, such as providing meals for the needy, donating to mosques and charitable organizations, and supporting community initiatives to help those in need. Mr. Muhammad Kalbasi, an Islamic world expert, told us about the social function of Ramadan.
The decline in crime rates during Ramadan is attributed to heightened focus on religious practices, such as attending holy sites and aiding the less fortunate. Muslims are encouraged to engage in charitable acts during this month, leading to increased support for needy families and a surge in philanthropic donations. Socially, Ramadan promotes a sense of unity as people gather for iftar, visit each other more frequently, and partake in religious rituals, strengthening communal bonds.
Ramadan in Iran is also marked by various cultural traditions and customs. Families gather for special meals and celebrations, and neighborhoods come alive with decorations, lights, and festive activities. Traditional Iranian foods and sweets are also prepared and shared during this time. At the same time, special programs and events are organized during Ramadan, including lectures, Quran recitations, and religious gatherings. These gatherings provide opportunities for learning and reflection.
تو این مهمانی قرار ما پیش خدا یک خوراک معنوی زیبایی بگیریم، یکیش قرآنه.
During this sacred period, we are encouraged to seek spiritual pleasures. Reading the Holy Quran and engaging in prayer, especially during the night, are ways to connect with God. In the month of Ramadan, there is a palpable sense of closeness to God, as if the environment is primed for a special communion with Him.
Ramadan reaches its zenith in Laylatul Qadr, also known as the Night of Decree and the Night of Power, a significant event in Islam which occurs during the last 10 nights of the month. It is considered as the holiest night of the year and holds immense spiritual importance for Muslims.
خب این ماه یکی از مهمترین ماه‌های سال هست.
Ramadan stands out as a significant month in the Islamic calendar, uniquely highlighted in the Holy Quran and referred to by the Prophet as the month of God. Believers are welcome to partake in God's feast during this sacred time, where divine mercy and forgiveness abound. The pinnacle of this month is Laylatul Qadr, the night when the Quran was first revealed from heaven to the Prophet.
Laylatul Qadr is believed to be the night when the first verses of the Holy Quran were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad by the angel Gabriel.
Ramadan is known as the sacred month due to its association with the revelation of the Quran to Prophet Muhammad. This is underscored in the Quran itself, which introduces Ramadan as the month of the Quran and emphasizes its significance as a period of fasting. In Islamic teachings, Ramadan is also linked to the springtime of the Quran, highlighting its profound connection to the Quran as a universal guide for humanity.
Muslims believe that on this night the blessings and mercy of Allah are abundant and prayers and good deeds are multiplied in reward. It is commonly observed during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, with the exact date believed to fall on one of the odd-numbered nights, such as the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, or 29th night of Ramadan. Muslims around the world spend the night in prayer, reflection, and supplication, seeking forgiveness, guidance, and spiritual fulfillment.
Ramadan holds its sanctity as the month of the Quran's revelation to Prophet Muhammad, while Laylatul Qadr is revered as the holiest night for being the occasion of the Quran's initial descent from God. Described in the Quran as a night more valuable than a thousand months, Laylatul Qadr carries profound significance in Islamic tradition. It marks the sealing of human destinies for the upcoming year, with angels descending to finalize individuals' fates for the following year.
Laylatul Qadr is also significant in Iran as a predominantly Shia country, as it marks the martyrdom of Imam Ali, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, and the first Imam of Shia Muslims. Imam Ali was assassinated on the 21st of Ramadan in the year 661 AD while praying in the Great Mosque of Kufa in present-day Iraq. His martyrdom is mourned by Shia Muslims during the month of Ramadan, particularly on the night of Laylatul Qadr. His martyrdom is commemorated with somber processions, gatherings, and speeches that honor his memory and teachings. Shia Muslims reflect on Imam Ali's life, his commitment to justice, his bravery in defending Islam, and his unwavering devotion to Allah. The martyrdom of Imam Ali serves as a reminder of the sacrifices made by early Islamic figures in upholding the values of Islam and standing against oppression and injustice.
What is the significance of Ramadan?
Ramadan encourages establishing connections with the broader world of creation, encompassing various dimensions. This includes fostering bonds with fellow beings and cultivating a deeper connection with the Creator. The act of praying during Ramadan reflects this interconnectedness as believers implore God to alleviate the suffering of the less fortunate, nourish the hungry, and heal the sick. While these prayers seek divine intervention, they also serve as a reminder for individuals to actively engage in helping others with reliance on divine assistance.
This is Iran Today. Iran Today is broadcast every week on Fridays and Saturdays. The series analyzes major political, economic, cultural, and social events concerning Iran. So don't miss the opportunity to listen to Iran Today on IRIB English Radio.
There's plenty more to be said, but first a quick media review to give other outlets a chance to get a word in. Hello everyone, welcome to the news section of this program. Here, we'll go over some important news headlines. Holy month of Ramadan in Iran. Muslims in Iran are to be united in a ritual of daily fasting from dawn to sunset as the Islamic holy month of Ramadan kicks off. Mehr News writes, Iranians stream into mosques for congregational prayers and dedicate more time to religious contemplation and the reading of the Quran during Ramadan. Charity is a hallmark of Ramadan. Among other ways of giving, many seek to provide iftar for the needy. A lineup of new television shows is another fixture of the month in Iran. Iran lifts curbs on dates exports ahead of Ramadan. The Iranian government has lifted its curbs on exports of dates from the country just ahead of the holy month of Ramadan, when demand for dates soars in Muslim countries. Noor News writes, Governor of Iran's Kerman province, Mohammad Mehdi Fadakar, said that the government had lifted its 50% duty on dates exports to help farmers and exporters increase their sales during Ramadan. Muslims can take important step in liberation of Al-Quds. The Muslims of the world can take an important step towards the liberation of the holy city of Al-Quds by strengthening unity and integrity in the month of Ramadan, the Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf says. Shahr Daily writes, addressing Parliament speakers of the Muslim countries in a message, Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf congratulated the arrival of the holy month of Ramadan. I believe that in this blessed month, the Muslims of the world, by strengthening unity and integrity, can take an important step towards achieving the lofty ideals of the Islamic Ummah, especially the liberation of the holy city of Al-Quds and the sovereignty of the oppressed Palestinian people over all the occupied lands, Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf wrote. Mostafa Zamani's Iraqi TV series Amir Lee set for Ramadan release. Famous Iranian actor Mostafa Zamani has performed in the Iraqi TV series Amir Lee, directed by Ahmad Ibrahim Ahmad, which is going to be released soon by Nora Vision. Tehran Times writes, the drama romance war series tells the story of an Iraqi hero who fought ISIS for his people, Isna reported. The highly anticipated series is expected to captivate audiences with its compelling narrative and stellar performances. The series is set to be a Ramadan treat for viewers. Amir Lee unfolds a gripping tale that promises to keep viewers on the edge of their seats throughout the holy month of Ramadan. Most useful tips for traveling Iran during Ramadan. Saadat Men writes, Ramadan in Iran is a period that transforms the country into a mosaic of spirituality and culture, providing a unique and enriching experience for tourists. This holy month is observed by Muslims worldwide as a time of fasting, reflection, and community. For travelers, it presents an unparalleled opportunity to immerse themselves in Iran's rich traditions and warm hospitality. Here's a comprehensive guide to help tourists navigate and appreciate the beauty of Ramadan in Iran. And thank you for joining us in this section. Let's go back to the main narrative.
Do
During Ramadan, Iranian cuisine takes on a special significance as families come together to break their fast and share meals after a day of fasting. Traditional Iranian dishes are prepared with care and attention to create flavorful and satisfying meals for the pre-dawn and sunset meals during this holy month. When Ramadan and Nowruz coincide like this year, it can create a special time for those who celebrate both occasions.
Just as every entity experiences its own season of growth and renewal, so does humanity. Iranians mark the new year during the blossoming of nature, a time of rejuvenation and fresh beginnings. Just as nature undergoes transformation in spring, our souls too seek rejuvenation, symbolized by the month of Ramadan.
Families may combine traditions and customs from both festivals, creating a unique blend of cultural and religious observances. It can be a time of double celebration, with feasting, prayers, and gatherings to mark the beginning of the Islamic fasting month and the Persian New Year.
The commencement of the new year in Iran, coinciding with the rejuvenation of nature, holds symbolic importance. Just as life returns to the natural world, bringing vitality and vigor, humans are infused with renewed energy to embark on the upcoming year with fresh enthusiasm. This revitalizing effect of spring on individuals is mirrored in the spiritual refreshment offered by Ramadan.
Quds Day is an annual event which was initiated by the Islamic Republic of Iran in 1979 to show support for the Palestinian people and to protest against the Israeli occupation of Palestine. This day is observed on the last Friday of Ramadan.
Quds Day is marked by rallies, marches, and demonstrations in various countries, most outstandingly in Iran, with participants expressing solidarity with the Palestinian cause and calling for the liberation of Palestine. The day is meant to raise awareness about the ongoing occupation and to emphasize the importance of Al-Quds in the hearts of Muslims worldwide. Mr. Kalbasi told us about the historical background that links Ramadan and Al-Quds together. In his opinion, it has to do with Mi'raj. But what is Mi'raj in the first place?
Why is the last Friday of Ramadan called the Quds Day? I mean, what does Ramadan has to do with Quds?
Concerning Mi'raj, the Prophet took on a miraculous night journey from Mecca to Al-Quds and then ascended to the heavens. It's mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Isra. This extraordinary event, which occurred on the 17th night of Ramadan, establishes a significant connection between the city of Al-Quds, home to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the month of Ramadan. Following the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini designated the last Friday of Ramadan as Quds Day, symbolizing solidarity with the Palestinian people and honoring the historical connection.
The significance of Quds Day extends beyond political boundaries and is seen as a day of unity and solidarity among Muslims, regardless of their backgrounds or sects. It serves as a reminder of the importance of justice, freedom, and human rights for all people, particularly those who are oppressed or facing injustice. Given the current situation in Gaza and the broader Palestinian territories, Quds Day this year may carry even more significance as a platform to draw attention to the humanitarian crisis, violence, and genocide the Palestinian nation is experiencing.
The month of Ramadan culminates in the celebrations of Eid al-Fitr, a festive holiday that marks the ending of the fasting period. Muslims come together on this day to pray, give charity, share meals, and celebrate with family and friends.
Eid al-Fitr in Iran, like in other Muslim countries, is a time of joy, gratitude, and community. Families come together to attend special prayers at mosques, where they seek forgiveness, blessings, and guidance for the future. The prayers are followed by sermons delivered by religious leaders, emphasizing the importance of charity, unity, and compassion. One of the key traditions of Eid al-Fitr in Iran is the giving of fitra, which is a form of charity given to less unfortunate before the Eid prayers. This act of giving is meant to ensure that everyone can participate in the festivities and enjoy a festive meal on this special day. In mosque and prayer grounds, believers come together in prayer and reflection, offering thanks for the strength, patience, and blessings bestowed upon them during the month of Ramadan.
The philosophy behind fasting, as outlined in the Quran, aims at fostering righteousness. Prophet Muhammad's hadith underscores the dual benefits of fasting: spiritual purification, leading to righteousness, and physical well-being, promoting health. Righteousness entails abstaining from sin, which demands strong willpower. By fortifying their willpower through fasting, individuals can achieve success, as strong willpower is key to overcoming challenges and attaining goals. A society comprising individuals with a strong willpower is poised for remarkable achievements. This can be the profound impact of fasting on society as a whole.
Like the crescent moon that waxes and wanes, Ramadan offers a chance for believers to shed the burdens of the past and embrace a new beginning, a time of purification and renewal, a journey of self-discovery and transformation. The holy month also helps believers to share experience of fasting, prayer, and reflection that bind hearts together in a tapestry of faith and solidarity.
That's all for today. Thank you from the whole team. Please do join us again to see what else is on. Till next time, take care.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear brothers and sisters from all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran in Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Ali Nasir with me. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome everyone. Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine. Alright, so everyone is great and with full energy. Inshallah, today we will be talking about Ayah 73, Surah Al-A'raf, on page
159.
So, brothers and sisters, turn to page 159, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 73. Let's listen to a recitation, then we'll continue the class.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa ila thamud akhahum saliha. Qala ya qawm i'budullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayruhu قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم.
Nice recitation, mashallah. The story of Prophet Hud alayhi salam is over, and the story of Prophet Saleh starts.
Yes,
okay?
Yeah.
So in this ayah, as I told you, kind of Allah Almighty, after talking about Tawheed, about oneness of God, about worshipping and these things, Allah Almighty started the stories of the prophets, yes? Talking about Nabuwa, the prophethood. Yeah, some of the prophets were mentioned, like Prophet Hud alayhi salam and Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, yes? And now Prophet Saleh alayhi salam. Wa ila an ayah 73. Look at ayah 73. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ila thamuda akhahum saliha. It means, and to the people of Thamud we sent Saleh alayhi salam, their brother. So it says like the prophet is like a brother, yes? Because yes, he's from among us and he feels us, he understands us. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. Prophet Saleh alayhi salam said to his people, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God besides Him. The same thing as the other prophets did. So they were inviting towards Allah Almighty. The same as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the people, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ
تُفْلِحُ.
قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. There has certainly come to you a manifest proof from your Lord. So, هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ. Let her alone to graze freely in Allah's land and do not curse her any harm. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. If you touch this, if you cause this camel any harm, for then you shall be seized by a painful punishment. So this is the miracle of Allah Almighty. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought the miracle, showed them the miracle, okay? The camel miraculously came out of the
mountain
while pregnant. So now let's mention some of the tajweed points, and Ali Nasir is going to recite this ayah. Then tajweed points, of course. Then I will explain inshallah about the differences between miracle and magic.
Yes.
So Ali Nasir, we are here to listen to you.
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره.
أحسنتم.
قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم.
ما شاء الله.
هذه ناقة الله لكم آية. فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم.
أحسنتم مشال. Thank you so much. Very nice. Thank you so much, Ali Nasir. Thank you. وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا. Pay attention to the heavy letters. Pronounce them with all sound correctly. خاهم صالحة. قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. We have explained this part many times. So the one important point here is the ميم. ما لكم من إله غيره. About صلة and قلة, Hassan is going to explain. What does that قلة tell us? صالحا. On the top we have a word قلة.
It says that it's better to stop. It's a stopping sign.
Better to stop, but you can
continue.
Good. What about Silah?
Silah tells us that better to continue.
So just opposite to Saladin, opposite to Qila.
Yes.
Good. Better to continue, but you can make a pause. Qila tells us better to stop, but you can continue reading.
Yes.
Good. Thank you so much. قد قد
قلقلة
جاءتكم. The mad is
واج.
واج. We should extend it. كم ends with ميم ساكن and the letter با comes right after the ميم ساكن. So here you hide the sound of ميم. Yes.
Yes.
قد جاءتكم بينتم كم بينتون بينتون merge it بينتم من ربكم من ربكم من ربكم
إدغام
هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله not an important rule ولا تمسوها بسوء مد is واجب
yes.
in and the letter fa after it in you hide it right فيأخذكم عذاب أليم
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Miracles are not teachable. You know what I mean? Magics are used for evil desires, okay? You can use them. But miracles are never used for that. Miracles are used to prove what? To prove a fact. I mean about Allah Almighty. And also miracles are sent by performed by Allah Almighty, given to their prophets, okay? Given to the prophets. But magics are, everyone can do it. So I will recite this ayah and make sure, inshallah, you repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, join us. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا
وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا
قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم
قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم
هذه ناقة الله لكم آية
هذه ناقة الله لكم آية
فذروها تأكل في أرض الله
فذروها تأكل في أرض الله
ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم
ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thanks for being with us in IRB English Radio. See you next session. Stay with us. And that's all from us for today. Wassalamu alaikum. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for cooperations. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Iranian Radio Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
The headlines: people hold rallies across the world to mark International Quotes Day.